Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name's Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to kick off by asking you a question. Has your C-suite of executives in your company ever had any formal training around digital? If not, then you're far from alone. Few leadership teams I encounter have. That despite the fact that almost none of them have any real experience in digital. And that's scary considering nearly all organisations are reliant on digital for success these days. What frustrates me the most is that even when a C-suite do have digital training, it tends to miss the mark, falling into one of two categories. One type of training is typically delivered by some big business consultancies such as PwC or Gartner's. It usually focuses on digital transformation and the opportunities or threats that that presents. Although this is useful and even inspiring, it doesn't really help much with implementation. It also rarely addresses the organizational challenges that prevent digital from flourishing. The other type of training is often delivered by in-house digital staff. That tends to focus on the tactical level, which is usually not relevant to the C-suite. Worse still, we bombard management with terminology that doesn't resonate with them or they just don't understand. Now, I don't claim to have the perfect approach. However, I do seem to have found an approach that resonates with management without avoiding some of the trickier challenges around digital. Most of all, I've learned to do so while limiting terms such as digital transformation, agile design thinking, or even user experience. I do talk about these concepts, but only after explaining what they are in language that management can understand. Because in truth, most of these ideas are repackaging of principles that have existed in the business world for a long time. So what do I cover in my C-suite digital training? I try to always cover these eight areas. I start from the absolute basics. We talk so much about digital, but we often lack a common language of what exactly that encompasses. Instead of focusing on technology, I talk a lot about the impact that digital has on society. That's because it is the impact on consumer behavior that changes how we need to go to market. I also find that this is a more comfortable way of positioning things for management. When I talk about digital transformation, I emphasize that it's about adapting to change in consumer behavior. I make it clear this is about a lot more than just buying some new technology. Once I cover what digital and digital transformation are, I explain why they matter. That boils down to talking about the opportunities of digital and highlighting the dangers of failing to address it. I tend to do this through case studies. I talk about sectors that have been disrupted by digital. I explain how companies were able to achieve that disruption using digital tools. And this often involves using technology to remove pain points from an existing experience. You can't presume that your C-suite will understand the need for things like customer research. Most have run businesses for years with little customer contact and only limited customer research. So the way that I address this is to emphasize how customer behavior has changed, that what consumers want today is different in part because of digital. And I explain that most digital success comes from fixing pain points in the experience. Finally, I emphasize that digital makes research easier and cheaper than it would have been in the past. I introduce attendees to modern user research techniques that cost the company nothing more than time in most cases. One of the most significant areas that need explaining is that companies should not run digital services like other projects. Digital has unique characteristics that offer huge advantages over traditional projects. This allows us to do things differently. I tend to introduce concepts like iterative design, prototyping, and minimal viable product. Concepts that aren't as unfamiliar to management as you might expect once you strip back all of the jargon. Yet these concepts are often dismissed because they aren't workable in the real world. What management doesn't realize is that when it comes to digital, they are possible. Often they see that and you find them, they're actually quite enthusiastic about the idea. An area I pay particular attention to is testing. Management has no problem grasping the importance of testing. The problem is they often consider it expensive or time-consuming. So I spend time exploring how a company can integrate testing into development. I also go on to explain how crucial testing is post-launch. The emphasis is on how the company can do this without relying on expensive outside agencies. Typically, that involves introducing the C-suite to techniques that the company can put in place at each stage of the service lifecycle, from discovery through build to live deployment. Although it's essential that the C-suite needs to understand how digital services are built, that shouldn't really be the main focus of your training. And that's because the main blockers to digital success are organizational. Companies need to change the way they operate and their culture to succeed. And that's why I spend considerable time looking at elements that shape culture. Things like departmental structures, policies and procedures, key performance indicators, leadership, risk and our relationship with failure, strategy, procurement and finance, that kind of thing. Sadly, many management teams feel their companies are more advanced than they are because they use digital tools. However, the mindset of the organization is still stuck in the past, and that is an important message to communicate. There are so many areas to address that the path to success can feel elusive. Management may know that they need to change and even know of that what their end goal is, but they lack any clear idea how to go about it. Fortunately, we've now reached a point where a well-trodden path can be seen and the steps a company needs to take to reach that goal are pretty clear. For example, I talk a lot about the different stages of digital transformation and the need to centralize before you can bring the whole company on board. I also talk about the need for digital champions and clear leadership, as well as building a robust internal digital capability. Your C-suite will need advice about recruitment for these roles and what those people will need to succeed. However, these will need to be practical suggestions. They will have to work within the limited budgetary constraints. There's no point of proposing the formation of some big internal digital capability until you've proved its worth. The danger of running digital training with your C-suite is that they end up feeling overwhelmed. It's important that although you lay out the overall vision and don't hide the size of the task, you also provide some tangible next steps. So I tend to end my workshop training with the C-suite by recommending that they start small. I suggest they focus on better understanding their customers and finding staff who are passionate about digital change. I recommend that these advocates work together to form a vision of what could be. That they ask themselves how they could use digital to improve the experience of customers. That simple starting point can help a company see where they're trying to get to, and often that's enough to start the ball rolling. I'll be honest with you, the hardest part of providing digital training to your C-suite is getting them to agree to do it in the first place. And there are two factors that can be causing a problem here. First, many management teams feel uncomfortable with the idea of needing training. These people come from the command and control school of business. They think that they need to be seen to be more knowledgeable than their staff, and that if they admitted that they don't know something, then that weakens their authority. If that's your executive, I recommend positioning these sessions as strategy or research sessions rather than as training. The second problem is one of time. Most executive teams are ridiculously busy, and getting even an hour in their diaries can be tough, let alone a day or more. One approach is to piggyback digital training on an existing away day. Alternatively, start by asking for a 1-hour slot to give them a high-level overview and demonstrate the need for more in-depth training. Whatever your approach, it's worth the effort. Winning over your C-suite to the need for digital change will open up a world of possibilities and make your job a hell of a lot easier.